This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A pilot study of the benefits of yoga for cancer survivors found preliminary evidence that yoga practice has a positive psychological impact on cancer survivors. That study, which was published in 2005, has been followed by an approach to yoga designed specifically for people who are cancer survivors and who are on or off cancer treatment. University of Calgary professor Dr. Nicole Koulos-Reed was the lead researcher for the study and is the developer of the first ever Yoga for Cancer Survivors DVD. She joins us on the phone today. Welcome to People First Radio, Nicole.
Thank you.
Tell us about the pilot study of yoga for breast cancer survivors. How did it come about?
Well, we started the program back in 2002, and it was funded by the University of Calgary. And in that first initial pilot, we were just looking to see the feasibility of individuals with cancer who had completed treatment coming to do yoga. We found that it was not only feasible, but we saw immediate positive benefits in terms of both their physical and psychological well-being.
And what were the results of that study?
Well, the results were that overall we saw an enhanced quality of life in these individuals, reflected by such things as improvements in mood and decreases in their stress. And then we also saw some positive changes in their physical fitness in terms of their functional capacity. We measured them using a walk test and found that individuals could walk further in a 6-minute walk test after they had completed 7 weeks of yoga than they could beforehand. So after we had those results, we started slowly expanding it, training more instructors, and moving it to further locations, and that enabled us to increase our numbers. So we kept doing research for a number of years afterwards until this past fall, when we greatly expanded the program within Calgary as well as throughout rural Alberta and into other provinces.
Now, you're mentioning an expansion of the program. Does that mean that your research into yoga and its effects on cancer survivors continues over time?
It does, yeah. We're constantly asking new questions. For example, this past year I had a master's student who completed her work examining the benefits of yoga for men with prostate cancer. And right now we have an ongoing study looking at the benefits of yoga for individuals with brain cancer. So we continually have questions that we want answered, and we want to ensure that what we're looking at and what we're offering to the cancer survivor community is consistently going to provide them the benefits that we saw in the original studies.
Nicole, tell us more about the concept of activity as it relates to illness and recovery from illness.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of my work is specific to cancer, but I think you can go across a number of chronic diseases and see the benefits that physical activity can impart. So, for example, we have evidence in cardiac disease, in obesity, in diabetes, MS, Parkinson's. And in general, what you tend to see is that physical activity can enhance the physical well-being of an individual, so aspects of their fitness, maintenance of their body composition, weight loss. But we also see benefits in terms of the psychological well-being, so things like improving mood, decreasing depression and anxiety and stress. And overall, when you take those two components, we see individuals have an enhanced sense of well-being or reported improvements in their quality of life.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Ashta today. Many cancer survivors struggle with fatigue, stress, and depression. Walking and weight training are the standard types of programs that have been offered to cancer survivors. But University of Calgary professor Dr. Nicole Koulos-Reed has developed a yoga program as an alternative. Professor Koulos-Reed was the lead researcher in a 2005 study that found yoga to be beneficial for breast cancer survivors.
Your 2005 research study found that yoga practice had a positive impact on mood, quality of life, as you were just mentioning, and stress within the intervention group. What is the importance of and the impact of these aspects of one's lived life?
Right. Well, I think when you look at cancer specifically, what you often see is people report these increases in emotional distress, which are usually markers like depression, anxiety, and stress. And so if we can offer an intervention that improves these indices, so improves their mood, decreases their depression, decreases their stress, then they become, overall, have this enhanced sense of well-being, and it allows them to function better even on a daily basis. So they begin to feel more in control again of their life. Cancer often takes away all sense of control. So that is reversed or improved upon. And with that increase in being able to just engage in their activities of daily living, they function better, and they are able to re-engage in those acts that are meaningful for them, whether it's return to work, play with grandchildren, be social. All of those things become aspects, again, that they can do in their daily life versus tending to withdraw and stay kind of in a stress mode and illness mode.
Nicole, how did you come into doing this work? And I guess the natural question that comes out of that is, how has it affected you personally?
Mm-hmm. I came upon going into the yoga specifically with a chance meeting with an instructor, Susie Haitley, who was very interested in having some research done on the yoga. So when we got to talking, I indicated I was interested in cancer specifically, and so she worked upon the actual yoga program and designing what she thought could be the best program for cancer survivors. And for me, I've always had a personal interest in yoga. I've done it off and on for a number of years, but more consistently, the more I've researched it and seen the benefits of it, then it's become more and more integral into my own daily life. And in terms of personal, I've had family members with cancer. I think it's pretty hard nowadays to meet anybody who doesn't have some sort of connection to cancer, so there's definitely a personal element in there as well. And as for me, in terms of my own physical fitness, I mean, I've always been fairly active, and the more I research and understand yoga and look at some of the mechanisms as to why we think it might be imparting these benefits, the more convinced I am that if there's nothing else people do, they should give yoga a shot.
You mentioned location expansion, but how else has yoga for cancer survivors become more available since the completion of your study?
Well, it's now a community-based program in Calgary, and as I mentioned, with the training of instructors, they've brought it to communities across Canada and even into the States, and I know now Susie's trained people in Europe as well, so it really is becoming internationally known. As well, when we first were studying this, we had people that even in Calgary were maybe too sick or didn't want to work out in a group or, you know, maybe lived outside the city and didn't want to drive in for weekly classes. So we developed a yoga DVD. It's based on the same 7-week program. And so now people can get that DVD and do the actual yoga in the comfort of their own home if that's what makes it easier for them to do on a daily basis.
We have just a moment left in our discussion today. I'm wondering, Dr. Nicole Koulos-Reed, if you have anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
No, I think really, for me, the take-home message for cancer survivors is that there's such an accumulation of evidence into the benefits of being regularly physically active. Individuals don't have to have come in being very active. What's important is that they start, and once they start, that they maintain it on a daily basis. The recommendations are really for individuals to get activity on most days, if not all days of the week, for at least 30 minutes. So whatever they choose, whether it be walking or yoga or weight training, as long as they're doing something regularly, they'll see the benefits.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. It was very much appreciated.
Thank you for the invitation.
Dr. Nicole Koulos-Reed is an associate professor in health and exercise psychology in the Faculty of Kinesiology and an adjunct associate professor in the Department of Oncology in the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Calgary. Her work focuses on physical activity for cancer survivors and uses a multidisciplinary perspective to understand and improve the quality of life of cancer patients and survivors. You can find her online at kin.ucalgary.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.